The score for students' work with contextualized problems code is determined by the amount of opportunity students have to reason about the problem and how to solve it without scaffolding from the teacher. The score point of not present is reserved for segments where there is no work on contextualized problems. If students do work on a contextualized problem, but that work is mostly routine or is heavily scaffolded by the teacher, then score that segment as a low. For a mid, students have to do at least some reasoning about contextualized problems or play some role in deciding on how to solve the problem, though the teacher may still do some of the cognitive work. Score high when students are allowed significant opportunity to think and reason mathematically about contextualized problems. This might include segments in which students must choose which operation is appropriate, figure out how to write an expression that represents a pattern, and so forth. The characterizing feature of this segment is that the teacher will not be doing much of the cognitive work of solving the problem. Please note that this code is about the way students engage with the contextualized problems, not the duration of the work. A segment can be scored as high even if the work on contextualized problems only happens for a small portion of the segment. Finally, some types of contextualized problems require some sort of data collection phase. For example, taking a survey of the class in order to represent the data in a graph and discuss the results, taking turns playing a game before making conjectures about a best strategy. While data collection can be an important part of working on contextualized problems, it can take up a good deal of time and is often done with little attention paid to any underlying mathematical ideas. To recognize their necessity, we score data collection segments with no reference to the underlying relationships as low.